看了看了。
Watched.
昨天去看了。四渡。
Yesterday, I went to see the four passes.
其实有关四渡赤水的影视。
Actually, about the movies related to the four passes of Wuchen.
包括历史片儿。
Including historical films.
我都会去看。最早的四渡赤水。
I always go to the earliest four passes of Kishui.
五月版的，我大概看了不下十遍。
I've probably watched Bruyu version of me at least 10 times.
然后后面有长征。
Then there was the long march.
也有四渡的内容。
Also includes content about four passes.
还有一些四渡前后的一些战役。
There are some battles, such as the four times of crossing the river.
包括湘江战役。
Including the Battle of Zhangjiang.
包括后面的飞罗。
Including the subsequent Firo.
泸定桥等等的。
Luding Bridge and other places.
这些我都看了。四渡赤水是一定要看的。
I've seen all of these, and the Battle of Wuning Creek is a must-see.
为什么反复去看呢？
Why do you keep going back?
因为每次去看都有些新鲜的、新的一些见解。
Because there are always some new insights every time I go.
在之前我也做过一个视频。
I also made a video before.
就是两段。
Two paragraphs.
然后将四渡赤水对我们现代有什么样的现实意义
？What is the significance of Jiangxi Sui crossing the Red Cliff to us today？
也进行了这样的一个交流。
There was also such a communication.
这一次的四渡这个片子呢
？This time's Four Passes movie.
如果和最早的古月版。
If compared with the earliest version,
因为古月版是最早的。
Because the ancient version is the earliest.
然后呢，有一个先入为主。
Then there is a preconceived notion.
如果和这个相比的话。
Compared to the other four. Okay.
这一次的四渡呢，肯定是没有办法超越的。
This time, it's definitely impossible to surpass.
如果打分的话
If I were to rate it,
如果让我打分和原来的比较的话
If I were to compare it with the original,
可能可以打一个六分
Maybe I can get a 6.
感觉原来的四渡赤水呢，更加的有诗意化
The original four level red water seemed more poetic.
充满着浪漫主义
Full of romanticism
充满着一种激情
Full of passion
在这种艰难困苦中
In this difficult and arduous situation
能够去保持这样一种情怀
To be able to maintain such a feeling
我觉得非常的不容易
I think it's very difficult
就是古月版的四渡赤水阵容也非常强大
The lineup for the ancient version of Four Roads Pool is also very strong Right
除了古月以外其
Besides the moon
他的一些特型演员啊包
Some other special actors
包括一些中间的一些配角、这个、
Including some of the supporting characters in the middle
我觉得也是选得非常好
I think it's a very good choice
而且有些配角后来也变成主角了
And some supporting characters later became the protagonists
对吧
Right
啊、大家都知道
Everyone knows
那么这一次的四渡这个片子呢
So in this fourth installment of the series
我觉得呢，中规中矩吧，还是不错。
I think it's pretty good, nothing special.
总体来说还是可以。
Overall, it's still okay.
当然在宣发的过程中可能出了一些问题。
Of course, there were some problems during the promotion process.
他的选档的时间选得很好。
The timing of its selection was very good.
7月1号左右档期上映的时间也是让他在一周内大概七天就冲到了1亿以上的票房。
It also took him about 7 days to reach over 100 million box office revenue, which is quite impressive.
啊，确实也很不错。
It's really good.
啊，收获也很不错。
The harvest was quite good.
错，就是整个四度这个片子呢，它可能出现了一些瑕疵。
The whole fourth part might have some flaws.
是。首先呢，第一个啊，我觉得有两个瑕疵。
First, I think there are two flaws.
是，第一个呢，就是有一点点头重脚轻的感觉。
The first one is a slight feeling of heaviness in the head and dizziness.
就是在一度的时候，一度赤水的时候，过分的惨烈。二度呢，好像就没有更多了。
Once, when the river was raging, the battle was extremely fierce. The second time, it seemed that there was no more.
包括三
including three.
度四度
fourth
度那就简直就是好像一笔带过了。
Then it's just like that, completely forgotten.
其实呢整个的四度赤水呢一和二呢其实是比较困难的相对。
Actually, the first and second four rivers are relatively difficult.
所以说整个二度赤水呢这块呢在情节上面安排上面弱了一点点。
Therefore, the second battle of Redwater in this area is a bit weak on plot and arrangement.
然后三度赤水更多是巧更多是一种妙跟整个的精神内核是没有变的。
Then, the number of times is more and more, which means that there are many things in a temple. The kernel of the military system has not changed.
通过整个的战略大转移
Due to the overall strategic shift,
从江西瑞金这样一个啊非常大的25,000里的长征啊
From Jiangxi, a city like Ruijin with a length of 25,000 miles long march.
最后到大达陕北以后呢
Finally, when I arrived in Shanbei, Shaanxi province.
然后呢最后他的目的其实是为了抗日救亡。
So, his ultimate goal was actually to resist Japan and save the country.
因为那个时候我们中国的东北三省其实已经被日本占领了日本的军国主义占领
Because at that time our northeast region of China had been occupied by Japan Japanese militarism occupied it
所以这个时候整个的内核是没有变的
So at this time the core itself has not changed
第二个呢就是在之前的这种第一个土城战役之中啊
The second one is in the previous battle of the first city.
土城战役确实是很打的。
The battle of Tushan was indeed a fierce battle.
很艰辛。
It's hard.
很残酷。
It's cruel.
从早晨一直打到黄昏嘛。
From morning until dusk.
但是呢整个的这个战役啊
However, the entire campaign was...
它是没有动用空军的。
It didn't involve the Air Force.
因为当时如果有空军的话
Because at that time, if there were Air Forces,
应该也是在贵阳或者重庆才有飞机。
It should be that there are only flights to Jiang or Chongqing.
那个时候那场战役是没有办法参战的。
At that time, it was impossible to participate in the battle.
所以这个是有问题的。
Therefore, this is problematic.
就是在土城战役就参加了这么多的这样的一个部队。
He participated in so many such units during the Battle of Tusha.
然后当天的他们的晚上呢
And that night, they had a good time.
然后也出现了空军的夜间参战。
Then the Air Force also participated in the war.
其实当时啊，国民党是不具备夜间这个参战的这样的一个飞行能力的。
Actually, at that time, the Kuomintang did not have the ability to participate in night combat.
而二度和三度
and the second and third,
四度其实是有空军的。
Actually, there is an air force.
啊，如果真的要展示的话
，If it's really going to be shown,
因为在二度试水
，Because of the second attempt,
三度试水
，Three times,
四度试水可能去展示飞机上面的这样的立体的这种对红军的这样一种侵扰。
The fourth attempt may be to demonstrate a three-dimensional object on the plane, which could represent an intrusion by the Red Army.
一月和二月这个时间呢
January and February.
应该是比较冷的
A hospital is cold.
所以说在这个片子里面呢
So in this movie.
一月和二月，一度和二度的时候呢
When January and February are both in the middle of winter,
这个冷其实是没有显示出来的。
This cold is not displayed.
总体来说呢还是不错。
Overall, it's pretty good.
而且这个时间啊，大家去看一看。
And everyone, please take a look at this time.
在七月份，就是在这个时间。
In July, it is at this time.
我们更多的去了解中国工农红军它的这样一种战略转移。
We need to learn more about the Chinese workers and peasants' Red Army, their strategic shift.
而且呢，形成了一个转折。
And then a turning point emerged.
欢迎大家去影院。
Welcome everyone to the cinema.
去实地的去看一看。
Go and see for yourself.
去了解。
To find out.
我觉得在四度内容的片子里面
I think in movies with moderate content.
建议大家都去走个面
Suggest everyone to go for a walk.